Welcome to Liberated Living Ministries with John and Beverly Sheesby. You are listening to the series, The Grace of Giving. And now with the word, here's Brother John.
We're talking about the grace of giving, the supernatural grace that is imparted in the gospel to people to be able to give by the Holy Spirit. And I never tire of reading chapter 8, the first two verses. So let's just read them again, since there's folk who haven't been here before. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on, or imparted to, given to the churches of Macedonia. And here is the supernatural grace of God enabling people to do more than they can do in the natural. That in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. What a supernatural grace imparted to the church. Great trial of affliction, deep poverty, but God poured into that an abundant joy, and it led to great the riches of their liberality. All right, let's go into 2 Corinthians 9 now, where we finished off last night. It's verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. So it's the same kind of grace. It's a supernatural grace. Not just, you know, well, he's just giving me a little bit of a help to go beyond what I normally can do. No, this is to do what is physically and naturally impossible to do. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. A verse of tremendous superlatives. And then he links it to this verse from the Psalms. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. We're about to tap into one of the most important principles relating to giving in the Word of God. And that is this. If you have needs in the areas of your life where you're walking in spiritual defeat and you long for God to do a work of grace in you, transforming you and imparting righteousness to you, Paul's saying there's a wonderful little key. Start giving. You say, wait. Giving's got nothing to do with righteousness. Yes, it is. Yes, it does. Read it again. He has dispersed abroad, or scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. See, what we tend to do is focus on ourselves and trying to change ourselves. And God says, I want you to get so totally out of yourselves, start looking at other people's needs and start giving to them, and I take care of your needs, whatever they are. You've got spiritual needs, start giving to others. Just scatter toward others, and I'll take care of your righteousness needs. Isn't that good? Well, thank you for that enthusiastic response. Is that the Word of God, or isn't it the Word of God? Well, I'm going to show you how he even embellishes that. Look at verse 10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown, and listen to this, and increase the fruits or the harvest of your righteousness. Yay, God! I get a harvest of righteousness. And guess what? I don't even have to supply the seed for the harvest. He supplies the seed. Oh, let's read it again. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the harvest or the fruits of your righteousness. We're into something supernatural, people. We're into a dimension of grace that the church hasn't tapped into. You see, basically we've looked at money as a thing that has to keep the wheels turning in the church. So preachers apologetically have got up and taught some form of giving to the people, and very often very embarrassed. And it's sort of been like, oh, now we get to the money part. Let's get through with this and get on with the main stuff here. And we haven't realized that when we're dealing with our giving, we're dealing with a key to our righteousness. Well, I'm telling you, this is You sound dumbfounded. It's the Word. Now let's just watch. Let's just go a little bit more slowly through the verse. Now watch this. May he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. So he supplies you seed and he supplies you bread. Like I said last night, your only responsibility as a child of God is to discern what is seed and what is bread. When he gives something to you, just ask him, Lord, is this seed or is this bread? If it's bread, eat it with joy and thanksgiving in your heart. Bless God for his faithful provision. But if it's seed, don't eat it. Because if you eat your seed, you don't get your next harvest. That's obvious to a farmer, but it's not so obvious to Christians. Because we think, oh no, I've got too many needs. I can't possibly sow at this time. Hey, remember where grace operates. Grace operates in a great trial of affliction and in deep poverty. So don't say you can't afford to give. Because listen to this. He supplies seed to the sower. Bev and I have opened a seed account. Our own personal seed account. And we're asking God for increase in our seed account. If he supplies seed to the sower, we want to watch that account grow big. We want to see a lot of money going big, not in terms of so that we have a lot in the bank, but grow big in terms of a lot of stuff going out there. Well, if he supplies seed to the sower, we want to see him supply a bunch of seed to us. So we opened a bank account called John and Beverly Sheesby Seed Account. Well, he supplies seed to the sower. We don't eat our seed. That's money strictly to go out to be ministered wherever the Spirit of God directs us to give. It's a great deal of fun. I'm telling you, we've changed everything in our finances. We've become, Bev's going to share tomorrow night about the paradigm shift that we've gone through from being need conscious to being seed conscious and the incredible transformation that has taken place in our own ministry and in our own finances since then. Our giving has increased at last count about 590% over the last year. I was blowing, going clean through the ceiling. I can't imagine where we're going to end up. It's going to be great. I mean, we're just having fun. It's glorious. Why? You see, he supplies seed to the sower. Now listen to this. Watch where the increase is. The problem with most Christians is we're looking for increase on the bread side and we pray that, Lord, I need more money, you know, kind of thing. And I'll be sure to give you some of it. But watch where the increase comes. Look at verse 10 again. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply your seed for sowing. See, he wants to give the multiplication on the seed side, not on the bread side. But here's the wonderful truth. When he multiplies on the seed side and you sow, guess what? You're going to get multiplied bread. But he puts the increase on the seed side. We focus on increase on the bread side. Oh God, I've got these great needs. You know, it's Christmas time, Lord. Do you understand it's Christmas? I need more money at Christmas time. He says, okay, ask me for seed. And as you sow the seed, you'll get a greater harvest and you'll have more money for Christmas. You see, that's the way God does it. You need more money? Ask him for seed. Some of you are looking at me like I'm from another planet. I'm from another continent, but not from another planet. It's the truth, people. And the truth is going to set you free. The enemy has tried to put such a sense of embarrassment on the church to talk about money, because most times money's been talked about. It's been talked out of fear or manipulation. And so when we come and simply teach the Word, I'm not out to manipulate to get your money. I'm just trying to teach the Word, the truth of the Word of God that's going to set you free and bring you into the prosperity that we've looked at earlier this week that God wants for you, so that you can be a blessing to all the families of the earth. And right now many of you can't even bless yourself, you so in such financial need. But he's called you as the seed of Abraham to bless all the families of the earth. And there's a power to get wealth that is inherent in the covenant of promise to Abraham. And that power revolves around seed, as we saw in Isaac's life. And here the Word of God is telling us the way to know supernatural increase. He supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, and He's going to supply and multiply your seed for sowing. That's where the increase is going to come. And we're all waiting for an increase on the bread side, and God says, no, ask Me for more seed to sow, and you'll have plenty of bread. Ask Him for seed, church. Ask Him for seed. He supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. The multiplication is on the seed side. And we're always looking for multiplication on the use side. More to spend. And He says, whoa. Don't get the cart before the horse. If you ask for increase in seed, then you get the increase in bread. But not only do you get the increase in bread, you get an increase in the harvest of your righteousness. And so while you're getting into God's supernatural plan, guess what's happening? The Holy Spirit is growing you spiritually and imparting to you in areas of spiritual need, in areas of spiritual lack, spiritual weakness. As you're getting into God's plan, He is ministering to you. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful plan. And that's why a lot of people who are stingy, mingy, and tightwad aren't experiencing spiritual growth, and they can't understand. Because the key to spiritual growth is becoming a liberal sower. I want to say this to you. Nobody is going to grow into likeness of character to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ who doesn't become a giver. Because God's nature is to give. Jesus is a giver. And if you're going to become like Him, I'm telling you, one of the main areas God wants to get you free of is the spirit of greed and the spirit of stinginess, so that you become by nature a giver. And I know about it because you can ask Bev, God has changed me in that area. I came out of so much poverty. I was so self-centered. The earliest pressure on our marriage was over my spending habits. Bev wanted to save it and I wanted to spend it. Money burnt a hole in my pocket. And we had so much trouble over that because I was totally self-indulgent because of the poverty that I was raised in. And God has totally changed my nature and made me a giver. Totally changed me. Bev will vouch for that. And has made me so generous. And I never was that way. I was totally stingy because I was totally self-preoccupied. I know the grace of God to change you in this whole realm of giving. I'm telling you, giving is the most powerful thing to change you inwardly and get you out of greed and self-centeredness and so on, and bring you into the grace and virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ being manifest in your life and increasing within you. Now look what it says, the next verse. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality. Oh, well, I'm telling you, we're on a winning formula. Enriched in everything. He said He's going to make grace abound so that you'll always have sufficiency in all things to abound it unto every good work. Now He says you're going to become rich in everything. You're going to get wealthy in everything. I love being around people like that. Now, not people who are just wealthy in money. They can be sometimes, you know, just a little bit snooty, you know. Oh, I'm rich, you know. And no, I like the people who are rich in all ways. And we've been around some of them. I mean, they're just rich in everything. Generosity. They've got wealthy spirits. I mean, there's just a wonderful spirit about them. And that's where God's wanting to take His whole church. Enriched in everything by all, through all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God for the administration of the service, not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel. Now, I wish I could take time over that, but time is gone. In other words, what Paul is saying is your giving is a proof of your testimony. He says the churches are glorifying God because your testimony is borne out by your giving. And you can check that up. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Whoa. Glory, 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 glory. I'm telling you, church, there is a great power that God has revealed to us in the area of seed. We saw this morning the power of the seed of the Word. We saw the power of that seed when it is sown. When it is sown, when it is sown, when it is sown, it becomes the biggest of all trees, Jesus taught. I'm telling you, all of the kingdom revolves around seed. All of the kingdom revolves around seed. Increase in the kingdom revolves around seed. Jesus taught that. We saw that in Mark chapter 4 this morning. And now, increase in money comes in seed in the kingdom. And listen, if you've got no seed, ask Him for seed. He supplies seed to the sower. And Bev and I have done that so many times. When we've had financial need, we've gone to the Lord and asked Him for seed. Like I said earlier in the week, when there wasn't any money, we would bake bread, or I'd go and mow yards or wash cars. Go to a Christian brother and just wash his car and sow seed. Because at least I can do that. Or I can mow somebody's yard. I'm telling you, you've got power within your hands. You've got seed within your hands. And a lot of us are, well, God, I'm just too poor to even pay attention. You know, and He's saying, ask Me for seed. Ask Me for seed. Ask Me what I can give you, or ask Me to direct you in seed that you can sow. It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing that is imparted to His church. Let's pray together.
This is the conclusion of this message. You have been listening to the ministry of John and Beverly Sheesby. For more information on this or other available teachings, please visit our website at www.liberatedliving.com, or you may call us toll-free at 1-800-225-0245. God bless you, and thank you for listening.